What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, Firm the Disc Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about three different trailers that were released by Disney last week. We're going to be talking about Captain Marvel, which is the first one we've seen for that, the new Mary Poppins Returns trailer, and also Wreck-It Ralph 2. So we rarely normally get, if lucky if we get one trailer a week, but three literally within 24 hours was quite a lot. So we're going to be talking through them all. Though we're going to be kicking off, we're going to be putting Captain Marvel last because that was the brand new one. So first off, James, what did you think of the Mary Poppins Returns trailer?
It was a good trailer. It showcased, you know, what we expect from the movie. It showed you that they're sticking to the original, you know, a lot of the themes, the music. Emily Blunt is inhabiting the character. I think she's doing fine there. We get to see a little bit of the grown-up Banks kids and then their kids as well. It was a perfectly fine trailer, but it leaves that question that we still have of why does this movie exist? You know, and I think that's going to be the biggest hurdle that Mary Poppins has to overcome. Because I was actually talking with my mother about this past weekend, and she's a huge Mary Poppins fan. We used to watch this movie all the time. We knew all the songs by heart. It was one of the childhood movies I grew up with. And even she's sitting there going, I'm not sure I'm all that interested in a Mary Poppins sequel. We got a contained movie, and it was done. And why are we going back to it? So if my mom, who is a very, very hardcore Mary Poppins fan, is wondering why we're doing a Mary Poppins movie, I think that's a kind of good, you know, a hearsay test, but a litmus test for where's the audience on this one. So what do you think?
I watched it and I thought it was a much better trailer than the original one. Had a lot more of the elements of Mary Poppins that you kind of think of. You know, I was wondering, are they going to do a classic animated scene, and they look like they are. It's very bright and colorful. It looks to be a lot of fun in there, of like Mary Poppins jumping into a bath and she's like checking out her butt in a mirror kind of thing. There's a little kind of fun moments coming into it. I'm still on that line of like watching it going, is it gonna be okay? I don't know. I'm holding out hope that it is going to be good. I'm going in with very low expectations. I've not really liked very many, if at all, any of the live action remakes that they've done so far. The Jungle Book was okay, but it wasn't the Jungle Book. It's that same thing as well. This is a sequel, so therefore it gives them a lot more scope because they can run away. They don't have to just cover what they've done before, like the previous ones. And I don't know. I mean, Emily Blunt could do well. I'm going to be very surprised if they can match. You know, the songs are going to have to be very, very, very good. They can't just redo Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. They're going to have to come up with something different. I'm going to give it a go. But I like that they did have that fun element to it. But there again, it is just a bit like, you could have just done something else. Maybe Mary Poppins, if they'd done a couple of sequels between now and when the movie came out, we probably wouldn't be quite so. I think it's because nothing has happened to it. I did go and see Mary Poppins on Broadway a few years ago, and it's going to be coming, replacing Aladdin in London as well next year. So I have seen a different take on the Mary Poppins we'll see in the stage show. So that might help me a bit. But I was a little bit like, oh, yeah, I'll see it. But I think there's going to be a lot of people looking at it going, because I'm thinking they're hoping on it being a massive, great big Christmas movie and all the family go. I'm really hoping that this one lives up to the expectations for it. But as I said, it's going to be one of those weird things, I think, for Mary Poppins trailer, really, to do that. So let's now jump over now to the second trailer, which was Wreck-It Ralph 2. So, James, what did you think of that one?
I thought it was a decent trailer. It was enjoyable. It showed us much more about the movie, and it didn't focus as much on the princess scene, you know, the one that's kind of done the rounds.
Yeah.
There was more like why they're in the internet, why they're looking around, what the inciting incident is. So I think the princess scene, which we've seen in a couple of previews, is both, it's a good advertising point because it's funny, but it's also kind of a, how is this going to be actually part of the movie and not just some random segue into to an attempt at self-humor? And I think this trailer does a good job of saying, it's not just, oh, my Disney and self-referential humor and jokes about eBay and Twitter and all this stuff. So cautiously optimistic. Let's just say I have better feelings about Wreck-It Ralph 2 than I do about the Mary Poppins trailer overall.
Yeah, I think Wreck-It Ralph is in that different situation of, because it's so new, and it's a proper sequel and it looks the same and it kind of carries on the same. I do like the fact that they've sort of brought in Wonder Woman and brought her, and it kind of feels like that Need for Speed undercover kind of vibe, which I like those games. So I've always kind of, it's been kind of like a, it was always like my brother always used to love like car racing games, and I used to borrow his, you know, in the days when you used to have to borrow games from your siblings because you didn't have any other choice. And so things like that, I've kind of always, I'm not great at, but I've always played them. And I jumped into this one. I was like, yeah, having her up against Penelope kind of makes sense, and kind of her proving herself that, you know, she is a great race driver. I like that side of things. And, you know, that was something that I didn't expect the story to go to, and so I am glad that they're doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it looks like Gal Gadot, who's playing the other driver, or the at least from the trailer, does a good job in her bit, and I think she'll be a good antagonist or foil character. So, it looks at least entertaining. So that yeah, there's that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all in on Wreck-It Ralph 2 because I love the first one. We're obviously going in the internet. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just hoping they keep up the video game references and cameos and keep to that side of things, and that, you know, they remember that these are two video game characters rather than just, they're just internet things, because I love the video game aspect of Wreck-It Ralph. That's kind of the core element that is what our generation, you know, that's what it is. And I hope they don't just kind of, oh no, we're turning it into an internet thing. It's my one worry with it. It feels like I've been saying that since I first heard about this one. It's like, yeah, let's just see how this goes. I hope that I'm hopeful that they will do it. It does seem, you know, we keep getting little clips and stuff, and there was like loads of references to Mario and stuff in there and a few other bits and pieces. So I'm hoping that this one does pretty good.
I'm hoping so too. And I hope that, you know, I know it's in the name. Internet is in the name of the movie, but I really do hope that the internet is kind of a small portion of it. Because trying to, even in a cartoon, trying to make sense of the internet, trying to put logical order to the internet is just a fool's errand. So I hope that they don't dive too far into that. Obviously, we've got to accept, oh yes, the tubes of the internet are literally tubes going to the internet, and eBay is a place, and Oh My Disney is a place, and all this stuff. But, you know, you just kind of accept that that's the world that they're built in. But they can't go too far, otherwise you lose that world building. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. But I'm optimistic, you're optimistic. I think, you know, we're both looking forward to this one.
Yeah. So now let's jump over to the big one. I definitely would call this one the biggest. Captain Marvel, coming out in March 2019. This trailer very much was trying to set this character up as she is a superpowered sort of, you know, we're talking, this is the proper superwoman. You know, she is not messing about. She's got superpowers. She's a fighter, a pilot. I'm still not sure about the Kree. There's that kind of thing of how they look when they come out the sea. Just the scene, that scene of her punching the old lady has already gone viral. And it's that kind of thing of like, I love the fact that they've brought that element to the Skrulls, the kind of really kind of hit for me. I always said Kree, but I think, yeah, it was Skrulls.
Yeah, I mean, the Kree are in it. They're the blue-faced guys. Yeah. But yeah, the Skrull, and I actually had to explain that scene to a lot of people. Why is she punching the old lady? The lady is probably a shape-changing alien. Don't worry about it. But I think most people get that because, you know, Men in Black did something very similar in at least one of the movies, probably multiple ones in the movie. It's been a while since I've seen them. So people are at least willing to go, oh, it's an alien shape changer. And okay. She's not actually punching an old lady. I mean, she might be. It might be a mistaken identity scene, but we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, I appreciate, you know, this is the Marvel Wonder Woman story. But instead of, you know, they are going back in time, but it's still a modern story. As opposed to, and they're not doing the fish out of water story like they did with Wonder Woman, where she comes into England and it's like, this is so different from Themyscira. No, this is like, all right, I don't really remember what's going on, but I at least, you know, I'm coming from higher technology down to modern technology. And it looks like they've kind of got an idea of where they're going with it. So I'm personally very optimistic about Captain Marvel. Although, to be fair, I have been waiting for this movie ever since 2012, when Kelly Sue DeConnick started writing Captain Marvel in this basic form that we've got here in the comic series. So I'm ready for this.
Yes, yeah, see, I'm familiar with her through comic books and like and seeing her in video games and stuff, but I've never been a huge fan of her. Never really kind of just been. I think because she's always been like a CD character for the last while, but Marvel have been pushing her forward, and I'm really excited about this. This is kind of like, I'll be honest, it feels like Black Panther, how excited I was for that one, because it's not only is it a new origin movie, but it's a new origin movie of a character which I think is just going to become a massive part of mainstream culture and becoming, you know, Wonder Woman has that thing because she's been around for so long, but I think Captain Marvel is about to become the mainstream female hero for Marvel that they need.
I mean, they've been trying to push her since 2006 as a main hero in the comic universe, of course. She was going by Miss Marvel at the time, but there was a very concentrated effort. They have said that in meetings they wanted a woman character that they could push, because that back then, like, the only women character at Marvel were Black Widow, Wasp, whatever, who we now know from the movies, but they're not those superstar headline top tier characters the way Wonder Woman is. And Miss Marvel at the time, you know, they tried to push her. It didn't really work out. 2012 came along. They rebranded her as Captain Marvel. Kelly Sue DeConnick took her in a completely different direction. They added the whole, upplayed the piloting angle, making her a legacy character, making her, you know, not just a character, but also someone who is carrying the mantle of multiple different people, carrying the hopes of women aviators, pilots, pioneers, etc. So they found the angle. That's what they're pushing with this movie. And unlike, say, Mary Poppins, where we're talking about this movie has to prove why it exists, this movie just has to not be bad. Yeah. you know, this movie can do like what Black Panther did. It can tell a basic story well. If you were to take out all of the racial baggage that comes with Black Panther, it's a solid story, not spectacular, not terrible. It's just a solid story. But then you add on, you know, the cultural significance, all that. And the Captain Marvel's in the same position. They just need to do a good job with the movie, and it will be exactly what they need to push forward, and then they can be more experimental with sequels and Avengers 4 and all that stuff. So
yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm liking the fact that we've got a lot of Nick Fury in here as well, with Two Eyes, and also we've even got Ronan the Accuser coming back, and we've got agent
Phil Coulson.
So, you know, I'm liking the fact that they're kind of bringing this thing, because it's good to see Phil back in the fold, because in Lost on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. running around there, and he, you know, there always was this connection between the first movies, and I still think he should be kind of he needs to be almost like the new Stan Lee cameo kind of thing, where they need that continuity with him. And I just like it, just looks great. I'm just really excited. It's again, it's a new Marvel franchise, and we're in a zone now where we're happy for new Marvel, and it's not like Cloak and Dagger or Runaways or anything like that. This is a full-blown intro, not just a wishy-washy TV show.
And it's not even just that. It's not even just an origin for Captain Marvel. This is going to be the introduction to a character who will probably play a massive role in Avengers 4. So it's not even just, you know, here's your movie with the woman character, and now stop talking about it. No, it's here is this character. She's awesome. And now she's going to be even more awesome taking on Thanos later this year, after the movie comes out, 2019.
The only thing I am wondering is if they do Captain Marvel and then we're going to have Infinity War like 2-3 months later, and she is so strong, whether or not it comes across a bit too forced. In terms of wrestling, it's a little bit like them trying to push Roman Reigns, where, you know, they want this person to be at the top and be the main one, and they push him too hard, and the fans don't react to her. So they've got to cross that line,
right?
If they push her too hard, it can backfire. If people feel like, no, you're forcing it on us rather than letting it grow naturally.
Yeah, it'll have to be a challenge. You know, she can't just show up like halfway through the movie, punch Thanos in the face, and like, that wasn't so hard. Here's the gauntlet, guys. It'd be a little too deus ex machina. They can't do that. It's still going to have to be a challenge for her. She will have to integrate with the Avengers. It's not just going to be Captain Marvel and team. It's going to have to be all of them coming together. But, you know, we'll talk about that once we know more about Avengers 4. I'm going to end my section here kind of doing a little self-promotion bit. If you want to know more about Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel, I've started a little series on the website, heroiclegacy.com, where we talk about first her Ms. Marvel years, which is 1972 to 2012. And then I'm going through the trade paperbacks that have come out since 2012. So if you want a primer on the character, I will give you the caveat. All of the Ms. Marvel stuff probably has almost no bearing whatsoever on the movie. They are going to drop almost all of it, and for very good reason, to be honest. So, but that's my self-promotion bit.
All right, here's mine. Go check that over at thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe on all the different audio and video platforms. Let us know in the comments below or on social media what trailer you are most looking forward to, or what movie from these trailers are you most looking forward to. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later. Later.